the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball. Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today it's a sad episode.
Eternal pain.
It's the end of the Yankees 2020 season.
Not swag.
Not definitely not. Now, we've said in the past that this year was different. Obviously, not only do I wish we would have won, I think we should have won with the way this team is built. But this was just not our year at all. After, like, the first 3 weeks of this episode, after the first 3 weeks of the season, it was just bad. Everything was bad. I don't know why. I mean, the injuries, but we had injuries last year. Most injuries ever last year. But the injuries, they caught up with this year, and it was just, it wasn't a fun season, let's put it at that.
No, I mean, I guess I can make everyone feel better and say, I don't want to win this Fugazi-ass World Series. It's going to be worthless. It's a Corona World Series, meaningless. But whoever wins this still has a World Series streak. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. Yankees didn't want to win this one anyway.
Well, here's the thing. That's complete and utter baloney.
If the Yankees won the World Series, I'd be dancing on everyone's grave, man.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just trying to help everyone digest this.
I think this World Series is harder to win than previous. It's different. That's why I'm not as upset as I was last year or the previous 2018. I wasn't that mad in 2017. Really felt like we were playing with house money at that point.
Yeah, we're getting lucky here.
But in 2018, I was very upset. 2019, I was upset. Now, obviously, I'm not happy, but it's different because, I mean, there were no days off in between games. Our bullpen wasn't performing as it should have, and that's something we're going to touch on later. But it's just, I don't know, it's different. And the reason that, since it was a different kind of format and a different kind of days off schedule, it's different, so it's harder. But since it's different, I'm not as mad about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't, there's a lot to digest, and like the no days off, like I don't really even know why they were doing that. Is that so that there was no chance of contamination, like, or exposure, because they're always at the field?
I think it was just to get the season over with.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what it was. But I understand that the MLB is looking to expand the postseason. But
good.
I am completely okay with that.
Yep.
Extend the teams.
But,
however, a few things definitely need to be changed.
No three-game wild cards. That's so bad. So bad.
I mean, I'm not mad at, and we're trying to get Nick back. I'm not mad at the idea of more teams, but a one seed, the Dodgers should not lose, be out of the playoffs after losing two games in a row.
No, there needs to be a reward for coming in first.
Yeah, obviously that didn't happen, but the fact that was a possibility.
Yeah.
The fact that was a possibility is a big deal. And there's got to be more reward for winning, and that's just odd to me. And the second thing that has to change is the no days off. The no days off idea, I don't know why.
There needs to be at least a travel day or something.
But It's gotta be just like it were any other series the previous years. Now, I don't know if we couldn't do that this year. But I mean, if we couldn't, okay. But moving forward, if this is the format you want to stick with, we cannot have a no days off schedule. Mm-hmm. Teams will have to literally build themselves differently because of it.
Didn't they not tell the GMs, and they all get really pissed because they told them after the trade deadline?
I don't know if that's true, but if that's true, that is messed up.
Well, so is this bubble. They are not allowed to be calling this a damn bubble. I could walk into the MLB quote-unquote bubble right now if I wanted to.
It's such a big bubble that they're selling tickets to fans for the
It's such World a big Series. Bubble that it stretches several time zones.
Just don't call it a bubble. It's not.
Don't call it a bubble.
Well, it's kind of a bubble.
No.
You could say there's playoffs at neutral sites, but bubble?
Well, here, if it's a bubble, you have to... Where are the players staying? I mean,
hotels, aren't they?
They're staying at a public hotel.
But I don't know.
I get it that they wanted to have them all in the same places so that you don't have to travel as much. That's good.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they had to travel to between games? That makes sense why it's all at a neutral site, but it's not a bubble. Don't try to say you're a bubble like the NBA. That's what they were trying to do. They're just trying to compete with the NBA.
And the NHL?
True. NHL did a good job too. However, there was no quarantine period.
Here's the difference though. The NBA, unlike any other sport, had zero positives the whole time.
NHL, WNBA.
NHL had a positive.
No, they didn't.
Oh, wait, no, it's the NHL that didn't.
The NHL, the WNBA, and the NBA all had zero positives.
No, the NBA had a positive.
Well, the WNBA and the NHL had zero positives. The MLB, not the MLB, the MLS and the... NBA, when they got positives, they held it
they
down. Like
handled it in phenomenally.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, the two sports that did not do a bubble for whatever reason, whether it was MLB or now the NFL,
ugh.
It's not working out, and it hasn't worked out. I don't care that they're playing at different ballparks. I know Judge wasn't a fan of the bubble idea. And we saw it with the him hitting his head while trying to catch a home run.
They need to get rid of that little overhead thing.
What is that?
It's stupid.
What's the reason for that?
No one's as tall as Judge, so I guess they never really thought that was going to happen, but still. I don't get it.
I don't really get it either. But it's there and it happened. So.
And I thought he got a concussion or like strained his neck or something and I was really scared.
He got a concussion from hitting padding. Well, I guess.
I mean, dude.
Still.
You can hit padding and still get a concussion. It just depends on how hard you hit it.
Yeah, I know. I've run into one of those walls in a gym before. But
did it feel pleasant?
No.
At first?
No, but I could understand how hard the impact is, but I don't know if how hard he jumped. I don't know. It would have been odd if he got a concussion from that. But I could see the possibility. So we lose the last game in a heartbreaker because Gerrit Cole is steadily approaching becoming my favorite pitcher of all time.
The man's a goat.
Like,
gotta be.
It's fat. I brought this up to Nick when the other day. Tim, I haven't told you this yet. I see my favorite pitcher of all time is Mike Mussina. And when I watch Gerrit Cole pitch, all I see is a better Mike Mussina. Not in terms of velocity, because obviously Gerrit Cole pitches much faster than Mussina did. But in terms of his body language, in between pitches. And, like, Gerrit Cole's the only guy that will strike you out and then look pissed that he didn't, the pitch didn't locate where he wanted it to. Like, he has such, I don't even know the way to describe, I don't know if you describe it as, like, mad, but he seems unsatisfied even when he is pitching well.
Because he always wants to be better.
What did you say?
I would have liked him to pitch better.
Would you have?
I feel like he was more unhittable last year. Maybe it's just too lofty of standards, but he was much better last year, wasn't he?
I don't think he was.
He was, like, I would say he was better last year, but he wasn't that completely untouchable that he was. But that's just hard to duplicate.
Well, here's the thing. Gerrit Cole last year didn't come into his full form until May.
And then, like, you just couldn't, like, touch him.
He gets he doesn't start off poor. But he doesn't start off at his full self until around May. And when it comes to, if you put that in terms of how many games, this May is about the end of the season of this year. So the postseason him was fantastic.
Yeah.
The last game he pitched, other than those home runs, he pitched phenomenally.
But when I tell you, after my heart first, sank when Arozarena hit that ball.
Yeah.
Arozarena, yep. Man, who would have guessed?
I'm tired of that guy.
Not the Cardinals.
The Cardinals miss on a. Missed on two pretty good people.
We got to go back, and I got to listen to the episode where he was traded, because I remember talking about him and knowing he was good. I probably called it.
Big brain.
He was a part of the
Carlos Martinez trade.
Yeah, he was a part of that trade.
Weird.
That was a. Who did they give them? Oh, they gave him a few bullpen pieces. Yeah, he was a part of the trade for outfielder depth after they traded Tommy Pham.
Yes.
Which, I'm sorry, this team could still use Tommy Pham. I mean, I think so. The Rays have the single most interesting build to a team I've ever seen.
They built their team weird, and that's what you needed to win this year.
They built their team. They don't have, like, an everyday lineup.
No, they have a lefties or righties lineup. Sort of, but that changes every day.
You know what was one of the interesting, developments throughout the series? Is the people on, like, Yankees fans and Yankees Twitter talking about how the issue we had this year was being too analytic, like being too close to analytics and focusing on that too much.
That's not a problem.
Maybe there's truth to that. However, we're losing to the team that is the highest analytical team in the league. The most highly analytical team, and we're gonna move on now to the thing that was the hottest story of the series, and that was the game two decision of putting in Garcia and then taking him out for Hap in the second. Here's my thoughts on it. Hal Steinbrenner actually talked about this on the Michael Kay Show and got criticized for it, where he said that the move was a sound idea, but it wasn't executed. He is 100% correct about that. The idea of putting in a righty and then taking him out for a lefty. So you have a mismatched lineup is absolutely 100% a sound idea. It's been done before. I don't know why people are acting like they've never seen this before. It was done literally this postseason.
Yeah, but the two teams that did it before the Yankees lost those games.
True.
Like, they're 0-2 this year. Come on.
Why didn't we do it with better people?
That's my next point.
Yeah.
The issue with it was, J-Hap. Now, I brought this up to Nick in the car. We met at Cooperstown, so we went to the... It was a long drive. And we talked about... I brought up the point that who's the last pitcher? First off, Hap gets criticized so crazily, and partially rightfully on Twitter, because he has not pitched well since re-signing with us. But who's the last pitcher you could think of that played for the Yankees that was so talkative about how he was not comfortable with what he was doing and was pitching so poorly?
Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
And but what happened? He leaves, he goes to Cincinnati. But it's not, because he...
But it was.
But it's not.
It was different because Sonny Gray didn't want to throw certain pitches. J.A. Happ was upset that they skipped his starts because he sucked.
You can't You can't put a guy in a position where he says, I'm not comfortable starting in the second.
Now, that's true. That is true.
And then start him in the
second. He should not have come in the second inning for game two. But he was mad at the Yankees for the rest of the season, other than game two, because they skipped the starts because they didn't want him to pitch.
Well, he said, you can't splash me in whenever you feel like it and expect me to play well. Which makes sense.
But this is the only time they put him in for relief. No, that's not true. Second time.
But he's right that I fully understand the point. And you could say he hasn't pitched well, and he definitely did not throughout the season. Should you have skipped his starts? Yeah, definitely.
I have a cool stat for when you're done.
When he says, don't splash me in, I'm not comfortable with that. It's a good thing to say. You should listen to your players when they say, I'm not going to be good if you do this.
I don't disagree. Alright, do you want to hear this cool stat about J.A. Happ?
Yeah. First off, I love the fact that you have refused to go by J.A. Happ and you only call him J.A. Happ.
Yeah, because it is J.A. It is not J.
That was his Players Weekend jersey a few years ago.
Oh, J.A. or something?
Yeah.
Alright, but J.A. Happ in the postseason has pitched 15 times. Guess how many of those were starts?
Cero.
No, Austin? Well, he started for us a few years ago, so I want to say...
Wait. Weren't what starts or were?
How many of them were starts out of the 15?
Zero.
Are you just going to prices right it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say... Well, let's see. He was with
the fact
Philly...
that you're asking, I got it.
Well, he was with 14. Philly in 2008. I think he might have. I'm going to say 10.
He started 4 games in the postseason. Mm. Out of those 15.
Really? Oh, so was he not a part of the rotation in 2008? He must have not been. I don't know.
So, yeah.
Here we go. Let's check this out. He has.
But how many of those were in the second inning?
Hey, he's come in relief 26 times in his regular season career and 4 times, you're saying, Nick?
The stat that I saw was he started 4 postseason games and then came in for relief 11 times.
Yeah, so he should be comfortable.
Yep.
Or but in the second inning?
If they're going to tell him he's going to do it, he needs to be ready.
And how?
Like, we started him in the postseason in 2018 and he did nothing. He got rocked.
Yeah, he got
then
shelled.
Then we put him in relief against the Astros last year. He did pretty good until he gave up that Correa homer. And then he blew it this year. Do you want relief or do you want to start? Because we've done both, and you've done okay for one of them.
What inning did he come in? What innings did he come in last year? Because the second inning, you're asking him, hey, we just want you to take a, we want your first batters to be the heart of the lineup, and we want you to pitch deep.
Hmm.
And the other games, they weren't asking him to pitch deep when he came in for relief. Maybe at most two, three innings if it was a desperate time.
You know, he was born in Peru.
I do. I knew that he wasn't born here.
No, Peru, Illinois.
Oh, my God.
Why is there a Peru, Illinois?
Who am I thinking of?
That was rude of me to interrupt. Go back to your point.
I'm thinking... Wait, no, because now I'm confused. There's a player I'm thinking of that you did, that like you wouldn't think was born... Wait, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking
think
of the fact
born.
That... you didn't think was like... You didn't think was born overseas, but was. But you know what I was thinking? I was actually just thinking of the fact that I think Zach Britton is actually Dominican. So I think that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, he's Dominican. So what was I saying? Another thing that was whether or not you agree to you agree with the move. Whether or not you agree with the idea of the move. Obviously, I don't think anyone agrees with who they put in. Or even who they took out. I think that was kind of unfair to Devy.
Should have kept Devy in.
There were... I think it was a complete, complete overreaction to think Boone should have got fired. A complete overreaction. Does anyone really believe that this was purely Boone's idea?
No.
So why would he get the strike? I swear, it's the same thing every manager. And it's going to be for, I think, the rest of... For a long time. Manager literally almost means nothing anymore. It means close to nothing. If it's a big idea like that, it is never anymore only the manager's decision.
Yeah, but Boone, it's his job. It's Boone's job to fall on the sword for it.
But what does that do?
I don't want him to be fired. It was a dumb decision, whoever made the decision.
If we were to fire Boone tomorrow,
yeah,
what would that do for next year's Yankees?
Oh, guess what? The since it wasn't Boone's decision, it would just happen again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my point. Same thing happened with Girardi. It's gonna continue. It's just gonna continue. No matter who's there.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the Yankees being too progressive for the media in New York and their fan base. Yankees fans do not want to hear analytics, this or that, and the manager gets clowned for it because in their world, the manager makes every decision from putting relievers into what the players have for breakfast. It's not the reality anymore, and the current generation of baseball fans is not going to understand that.
You're correct. Now, my thing is there's obviously we're talking about the people who are totally against analytics. But there's room to criticize people that are completely for it.
No, I don't think there is.
I think there is.
You can't let a computer make every single decision.
Here's the
thing. It's not gonna work out every time.
Analytics work over the long run because it's probability. So when it comes to regular season, it is completely understandable to fall on analytics, as they should. It's worked the past few years, and it'll continue to. But in the postseason, when today it is we lose, we go home, we win, we continue. Game 7 scenario, or in this case, a game 5. It didn't go to a game 5, but let's say it went to a game 5.
Wait, it did go to a game 5. Oh, that wasn't. Yes, it was.
That wasn't a game 5.
We got to a game... Oh, you're talking about game 2.
No, we got to a game 4. No, we got
game
to
five.
A game...
No, it was game 5.
Game 5, dude.
Oh, yeah, we did get to a game 5. Where the hell have I been?
It's okay. The depression from the Yankees loss.
What just
happened? It clouds your mind.
I think I had a stroke.
You just blacked out for a spell.
I don't think that you had a stroke. Just going to throw that out there.
So, it's a game 5. You know why it didn't feel like a game 5? Is because we would have played, like, almost literally the next day.
Sunday, yeah.
I hate that, by the way. But whatever.
Starting two days later.
I can't even remember what I was saying. Oh. Analytics, I don't think, should be your solely what you're leaned on.
Yeah.
In a game 5 or game 7 scenario.
If it's the probability in the long run, why wouldn't you go with the thing that gives you the best percentage to win?
Because you don't know if that long run, because the thing about...
Yeah, but if it's 60% over the season, it's also 60% over this in the game, too, compared to what, 30%?
True. But when you're talking
I can't imagine what they did was the analytically smartest thing to do.
Well, because it was a matchup thing.
What, to get Hap against the...
No,
the
yes. I think it was
that's
just
it
lefties,
was.
Not...
It was lefty going up against a lineup that was built to go up against a righty.
They tried to out-raise the Rays, and they're the Yankees.
Exactly.
They hit a million home runs. They should have out-Yankeed the Rays. They could have.
They did in the two games that they didn't, like, try that hard.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The two games that they played Yankee baseball, they slapped around the Rays and made them look silly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
I
don't think they analyticked it too much in the fifth game.
I feel like they analyticked it too much during the season against the Rays too.
They did. You know, they're afraid of their Ivy Leaguers, and they're trying to outdo them, and they shouldn't. What the Yankees do best is
hit dingers.
Out hit our pitching.
Now, Yankee baseball is scoring more runs than you're giving up.
That's literally what it is. I know that's pretty much what everyone tries to do,
but we do it the best.
To the extreme with the Yankees.
We will give up 8 runs, but we'll score 10.
Our issue is, and it's been the pitching for the past few years, but more so this year than... And I don't even think the pitching wasn't our issue last year. We just couldn't muster a freaking hit last year.
If it wasn't DJ LeMahieu, chances are they weren't getting a hit.
Yeah. So this year we had just the worst pitching I've seen in a very long time. It was like we were trying to survive. We were just trying to survive in between Gerrit Cole starts.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Gerrit Cole was your only guy. And Davey, but he only came at the end of the year, really. And when you... In the postseason, you gave him an inning.
One.
Nick Nelson pitched more than Davey Garcia.
What?
In the
did
ALDS.
I tell you?
Yeah, you actually did call that.
What did I say? We're going to hate that guy.
But it's not that I hated him, because he didn't pitch all that horrible, but it's just the fact that he pitched more than Davey Garcia. For why?
Por qué why?
It's just...
It's awful. It was our pitching was horrific. Our pitching was absolutely horrific.
So far, game 5?
The game 5 was 2 runs, man.
Yeah, in game 5, And that's what I mean is the past few years in the playoffs, it hasn't been just our pitching. We mustered two hits.
If you're mad, I don't think you guys are, but if you're mad at Chapman for his home run that they gave up to Brousseau, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, that dude threw 100 in on the hands and got beat. He can't do much else.
Of course it's Brousseau, too.
Yeah, that just kind of pissed me off.
What's interesting is Brousseau, he played down the revenge, like, narrative.
That's good on his post game.
So, he's not Carlos Correa, that's for sure.
I don't like Brousseau at all. And I still like him more than Carlos Correa.
I don't think anyone... I don't know if anyone likes Carlos Correa. That dude straight up sucks.
Yeah.
He's just sure. Every time I see his face, dude.
That guy straight up sucks. I hate that guy.
Right, you're just jealous.
There's not many people...
Jealous of what?
He's a fucking... He's one of the better shortstops in the league. Y'all just pissed.
No one's pissed at his tainted success. We're mad that he's still a bum.
First off, what a fall from grace. His rookie year, we were like, oh, this guy's going to be great. And then he's like, oh, he's like average, a little bit above average.
He's got more World Series rings than your favorite player does.
Derek Jeter has 5.
Yeah, Derek.
Your current favorite player.
Your oldest Chapman has 1.
You're just trying to find players who have 1.
Yep.
Dude, Brett Gardner has 1.
Yo, J.A. Happ has a ring. What's good?
Fuck. Shit. All right. Yeah, as if, buddy.
Dude, what is? Why are you defending Carlos Correa?
I like the Astros.
Tim, that was the worst take that you've ever had.
That's the truth, guys. I don't know what to say to you guys.
But even if you like the Astros, which, by the way, ew. How could you like Carlos Correa? Carlos Correa, C.C. Sabathia said it the best. Is you cheated and then you're mad at us. Like, shut the fuck up, was his exact quote.
I love C.C. I miss him. I wish he got to throw against the Rays. Should have came out of retirement for a game.
Dude, this... I miss C.C. Sabathia so much.
Remember 2017? He was so good.
Remember when every time the Yankees lost and he pitched the next game, they never lost?
Exactly. The dude was the stopper.
Love that, man. So, that's the situation with Boone and his decisions. But let's move on to something that was the most interesting storyline with the Yankees in this postseason. Gary Sanchez got benched.
Deservedly so.
Like, it's not like he... I don't even... It's not like he got outplayed by his backup. Higgy didn't, like...
I get what you mean, though.
Like, Gary outshined McCann back in the day.
Because McCann wasn't that good.
You are wrong, as we're 34 minutes into recording.
I'm going to find his stats,
man. I like that.
Well,
you don't have to sugarcoat it. Yeah, Sanchez got benched. It wasn't...
Yeah, he did.
No one forced Boone's hand except for Sanchez. If it wasn't Higashioka.
And let me tell you something. I love Higgy. I like him. Now, granted, we talked about his on-base percentage before. It is hysterically low.
He's not getting on.
Yeah, if it's not a hit, this guy is not going to be on base. It won't happen. But his plays behind the plate?
Oh my god, dude. I saw some of the blocks he made, and I was like, if that's Gary, that's a run.
if it's Gary, we might have we probably wouldn't have gotten to game five.
We would have got swept. Actually, I don't know. Maybe four games.
We would have gotten Schweppes, and I would have gone to the fridge and gotten a nice cold Schweppes. Looking out with ginger ale.
Here's the thing. Here's another issue with the no days off. It's you couldn't. How much better do you think Hickey would feel behind the plate if he didn't play 5 days in a row behind the plate? 5 days
he
of
didn't,
high. Yes, he did. Didn't he play every?
He started game two.
I think he started every game of the series.
I think Gary started game two, but I know he started two with Cole.
Oh yeah, you're right. I think he did start two, but the fact that
he definitely did start.
But the fact that in a 5-game series,
he batted fourth. He struck out three times. He batted ninth. He struck out three times.
That was game two.
What happened to Gary Sanchez? Here's what I'm hoping. Remember last season when Voit didn't even make the playoff roster?
He was hurt.
Granted, he was hurt, but he was able to come back.
Yeah, he was back for the ALCS. Oh, wait. Forget what I just said.
Yeah, but he was able to come back, but they weren't bringing him back. I'm hoping, and then he comes back this year and is a god. By the way, I forgot to mention this. I meant to mention this when we first started. Go to our Twitter, at BoogiePod. You still have time to enter a giveaway for our Home Run King hoodie. And if you enter and you don't win, you could just go to the store and buy it. Link is in the bio on our Twitter for that. But I'm hoping how Voit came back and destroyed. I'm hoping Gary does the same thing next year.
But like, that, we've been hoping that for 3 years.
What? I don't think. Okay. So 2000. What year did he do? 2015, phenomenal.
16, I think.
Well, he ended 2015.
Like his breakout, like 40 games or whatever, was like 2016, right?
No, I think that was 2015, I think.
Baseball Reference, don't fail me now.
Okay, well, you'll find that out. Whether it was 2015 or 2016, who cares? But he was phenomenal. The next year, and here's the thing, and you're right, is because it's been like an every other year kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... You can't have that. You can't have that inconsistency. I don't... The time was where he was bad. A lot of the times it was because he was getting injured. But then does that mean he's injury prone? And this year he didn't get a real spring training, so maybe it was that. But other players are being dealt the same thing. And it's just not working out with Gary. So here's the point. In 2021, is Gary Sanchez the catcher of the Yankees?
I don't think he starts opening day. I think they go with Higgy. Well, they're going to go with Higgy because Garrett Cole's their opening day starter. But I think they give the beginning of the year to Higgy and see how it goes.
Now, here's my thing. They swear they're keeping him. There have been multiple interviews the past 2 days.
Hal Steinbrenner yesterday, he said he was asked if Gary would come back to his, like, the form that he used to be in, and he said, "We'll get him back." So that almost guarantees he's on the team.
But I don't know if it does. Now, the reason I say that is because if you want to trade him, do you want to say that you want to trade him, you know?
Well, I mean,
his value is at an all-time low.
They're not yours. Yes.
Currently.
They're Knicks. That's true.
So I don't know if you want to trade a guy whose value has never been lower. All right, here's my scenario. Probably won't happen, but let's say it happens. Let's say we start 2021 and Higgy and Sanchez are platooning.
Okay.
And they're both playing well. Do we move Sanchez at the deadline?
No.
Because he gets his value back. But do you believe that that's what he is now? I don't know. I think it's going to take a little while before you believe that he's back to what he was.
It's almost like the Urshela and Duhar from this year. Except I don't know, man.
And Duhar,
we can't trade. I don't know.
And Duhar and Sanchez are right now almost at the same spot.
Mm-hmm. Except
the only difference is Gary has been here like 3 times.
Oh, I was gonna say Gary has a better chance at taking his position back than Andujar does.
I think you're right about that. You're definitely right about that.
And Andujar's not touching third, man.
Andujar is not touching third. Andujar is a worse third baseman than Gary Sanchez as a catcher.
I don't know about that.
I know that.
I might have to disagree, but
still. I don't want to see Andujar's name anywhere on a lineup card without a DH next to it, and that's Stanton's spot. So, I don't think we see Andujar again. I think Andujar is going to get moved. Or if he's not moved, he's going to start the year in Scranton.
Probably, yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm back.
Okay.
Welcome.
Moving on to the future. We touched on it. We need pitching help. Desperately. So what are the options? In-house, I think Davey's a part of the rotation next year.
Yes.
So, in-house, you have Davey. Maybe next year is the coming out party of
Schmidt.
Clark Schmidt. And hopefully, that's the case.
You got to re-sign Tanaka, and then you got to hope Severino's healthy.
Severino, I just saw on Twitter, literally 2 seconds ago, he will not be ready for opening day.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I think July was the estimated time. But I'm looking at pictures here, like
free Julio Teheran.
I'm good.
Yeah, no. Like I don't see any names here. Matt Shoemaker, he had a good year.
Taiwan Walker.
Yeah, because that worked for the Blue Jays.
Charlie Morton has a club option that they're probably going to take.
Quintana.
Nah. Like, there's no names here that you look
Jake
at.
Jake Odorizzi?
There's only one name here that moves the needle.
Trevor Bauer.
Ooh, yeah.
Now here's
Well, no,
thing.
You gotta be more realistic. Some of those names move the needle for me.
What
Cy Young winner is the only one who you would sign for help?
I'm not saying would sign for help, but the only one that is gonna make a difference. If you sign Quintana, you're just gonna get what you got last year, but with a different last name.
Corey Kluber has a club option.
Mike Kluber Meyer. Was awful this year.
Kluber didn't pitch.
Robbie Ray. These are all helpful. These are helpful players.
We should have traded.
Yuli Chassin.
Robbie Ray had a bad year.
Wow, Matt Harvey's only 32 years old.
Jeff Samardzija.
Is he alive? 972
ERA.
Felix Hernandez is only 35. Colin McHugh?
Mike Leake.
Dude.
Marcus Stroman.
Marcus Stroman's possibility. I will take.
These are all good names.
No, I would love Marcus Stroman.
Marcus
Stroman
is not a bad name. Marcus Stroman.
It's just that he abuses dogs.
Not a bad name. That would be a huge get.
Well, he's coming off of an injury.
No, he's coming off of opting out.
After he got injured.
You got to be cool if we get Jake Odorizzi. You got to be okay if we get Robbie Ray.
I'm not mad if we get Odorizzi. Robbie Ray does nothing for me.
Garrett Richards.
So let's talk about Bauer.
Mike Fiers is a free agent.
That'll never happen. Trevor Bauer.
Now it's going to happen. Just
another thing that will probably never happen. But here, the reason we've been saying it's never going to happen is because of his former beef with Garrett Cole, which Trevor completely dismissed as being real. Now, does that mean that it's not real? No. It just means that he wants... It could just mean he wants the possibility of the Yankees being in on him. But there's no shot that Trevor Bauer would be a Yankee if Garrett Cole doesn't want him to be. But Trevor Bauer said... So there was a tweet by Barstool Sports that said, reminder that a former UCLA coach said there was a better chance of the earth burning up, which kind of is, than Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer ever squashing their feud. Trevor Bauer quote tweeted that saying, well, whatever chances there are of Garrett and I squashing this non-existent, fictitious beef, they're certainly higher than the series of this former UCLA coach winning a College World Series. So, he squashed that rumor.
If there's one thing standing between Bauer and the Yankees is Cole, that's bad luck on Cole.
True, but I don't think that's the only thing standing in the way.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if the Yankees would want him, which makes no sense to me, because if you look at the history, we've had a lot of these so-called, like, perceived loudmouths in the past. I mean, was Reggie Jackson a model, like, what they wanted a Yankee to be?
Hell no.
Ricky Henderson? Opposite. Like, these players are not, like... David Wells?
Yeah, I was going to say David Wells. Don't let the conservative fans ruin your fun. They don't run the team.
So, the only reason I thought Bauer wouldn't be a Yankee is because of his... You don't want two players that hate each other.
Like, I think even if they did have a feud, a beef, I think Garrett Cole would be all right with it.
No, and Garrett Cole...
Jeter did it.
Exactly. Garrett Cole thought... apparently, the beef started with Garrett Cole questioning Trevor Bauer's work ethic. If Garrett Cole looks at what Trevor Bauer did this past season and thinks the guy doesn't work hard enough, then I don't know what Garrett Cole's thinking, because how could you pitch the way Bauer pitched if you're not trying hard?
Foreign substances.
But now you see, I have a thing. I think we talked about it last episode, but the AL Central tax is a thing, all right? And Trevor Bauer only pitched against AL and NL Central teams. Literally the two worst divisions in... No, that's not true. Is it?
Might be.
Yeah. They're arguably the two worst divisions in baseball. This is the only year Trevor Bauer... Well, when you look at Trevor Bauer's stats, this is only one of 2 years where his FIP is under 388. And one of one of 2 years where his ERA is under four.
Sounds like Mike Minor.
You know why that doesn't scare me that much? It's because he only wants one-year deals.
Like LeBron.
So if he gets a one-year deal and is bad, I mean, yeah, it sucks because you were expecting more. But then you're done with it at the end of the year.
It's just... You see an ace in him. But then you look and you're like, oh, that's not what I thought this was.
If you didn't want Mike Minor, you can't want Bauer.
What?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
And but Mike Minor would have
you could even
players.
Throw Matt Boyd into that.
No, you can't. And Trevor Bauer would only cost money. He's a free agent. The other two would have cost players. And maybe also money. But I don't know how they're related at all.
Because Mike Minor was good for 1 year.
And this is Bauer's, like, second good year. It's just that he pitched against the weakest competition he possibly could have.
Yeah, I'm not buying that rhetoric at all.
Dude, what? You're not buying it. We slapped around this AL Cy Young winner.
I think you misinterpreted what I meant there. I'm not saying that he pitched against the worst teams in the league, but when he got to the playoffs, the dude crushed the Braves. Who? Yeah, they won that game, but that wasn't because of what Bauer did. And the Braves, literally up until today, where they're getting destroyed, have not lost a game in the postseason. So you can't tell me that the guy can't pitch against good hitting.
He pitched 7.2 innings against good hitting.
And
okay,
he had
a historic year this year, Nick.
Oh yeah, I know that.
He did.
But it's like you got to look at who he pitched to. Bieber also had a historic year.
That his ERA plus was it's adjusted for his competition, and he got 276.
Led the league. 276. That's top 10.
We looked at this.
Yeah, top 10 of all time.
It might be like fourth or something when we looked at it, but still, man,
it was not even half a season.
And again, it's not like you're signing the guy to a 10-year deal.
Oh, I know. No matter what season this would have been, he only wants a one-year deal.
He only wants a one-year deal, which, by the way, I know he said that, but that's still hard for me to believe. But if he does...
I think he would do it. I think he's going to hold himself to that.
That's better for the Yankees than it would be for anyone else. So,
all right, 60 games for Jake Arrieta in 2015.
I don't know what I thought you were like starting a thing there.
Yeah.
But so his let's numbers, think about the rotation.
His numbers
here's
were
the,
crazy.
Here's the thing, though. We're losing three players in free agency in our pitching: Hap, Paxton, Tanaka.
Well, I'm fine with two of those three leaving.
Tanaka has apparently an offer close to $25 million coming from Japan.
It's from like his from his old team.
From
like
his
the
old
Rakuten
team.
Eagles or something.
Now, are we giving Tanaka anywhere close to $25 million?
No. And
no.
I completely understand if he takes it.
Now, think about that. $25 million for him to go live back to where he's
from. In his home. where he speaks the same language as everybody.
And where his family is.
I think he's going to go.
I don't think.
I want him to stay at the Yankees, but I'll understand his decision. I think he's
going
to. I would understand it, but I still don't. Like, it's just a feeling. It's based off of nothing except gut. But I don't think he's leaving. So, but let's say we're talking worst case scenario here. Worst case scenario, Tanaka leaves. I don't know if, I mean, worst case scenario would probably be him resigning. But Hap leaves and Paxton leaves. Who I want back, by the way. I don't care what anyone says. I want Paxton back.
Me too.
But let's say all three of them leave. You are F-U-C-K-E-D fucked.
But we're adding Severino halfway through the year.
We're adding Severino halfway through the year. Clark Schmidt, who we've seen pitch one major league start. Severino, who's coming off of Tommy John. Jordan Montgomery, who had an okay year and will probably have a better year next year.
Dude, all those names that we read you would fit in pretty nicely. Kevin Gausman, I'm taking that. Garrett Richards,
I'll take Kevin Gausman.
I'll take Gausman.
Brett Anderson, I'm taking that. Porcello, I'm taking that.
I am not taking Porcello. I take Waka. He didn't have a bad year. He gets hurt, but when he's not hurt, he pitches well. Shoemaker's a nice name. Anibal Sanchez is not a nice name. Neither is Samarcha.
I think you need to lower your expectations.
You want immediate all-star pitching.
No.
And the only one like that on the market is Bauer.
Well, here's the thing. When people come to New York to pitch, they're for some reason worse. So you put... It's not... Hap was an all-star. He comes here, he's awful.
Pity all-star.
He was an all-star, though.
All-star. You can't factor in that as an all-star. You can't factor that in as an argument.
He didn't have a good year year?
I'm not saying he didn't have a good year.
So he had a good year
that
year.
I'm not saying he didn't have a good year.
All right,
I'm saying that if you didn't have to take someone from every team, he probably wouldn't have been there.
Okay, so he wasn't an all-star, but he had a good year. He comes here, and the dude forgets how to pitch.
That's 7-0 in the regular season. He had an amazing 2018 with us until that one start.
Okay, I'm talking about his career with the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, throw him out the window.
Robbie Ray had an awful year. Awful.
Then he came to the Yankees and sucked.
No, he would have. Martin Perez, get that name so far out of here. Oda Rizzi would be a nice name. Ivan Nova, been there, done that.
No, thank you.
Jimmy Nelson.
You'll trade for Pineda.
Charlie Morton would be a nice name, but, I mean, he's got a club option. I think they're probably going to take it.
If they don't pick up the option, he's retiring.
Yeah, he's 37. Matt Moore, if it were 2011, I'd hop right on it. Mike Minor, I'm not in it. Tommy Malone still plays. John Lester is probably going to retire. Wade LeBlanc, Mike Leake, Corey Kluber.
I want Corey Kluber. I think that'd be cool. I feel like he'd have a bounce back year.
Rich Hill, I don't know why. 41. Rich Hill's 41. I knew he was old. I didn't know he was that old. Jesus. Cole Hamels. He didn't have a bad year, but, I mean, 37. Gio Gonzalez. We've been there, done that.
Everyone that's a free agent is, like, a distinguished vet who's, like, going to retire within the next 3 years.
Yeah, like, do you guys want Chris Archer?
Yes.
No. Archer, my God.
Yeah, like these are, like I'm like these names aren't that great. So we're losing three. Let's say we keep one. You still need at least two more guys to fill those two spots you're losing.
Maybe we go with this. Cole, Tanaka/Garcia for number two. Then Montgomery, Severino halfway through the year, Schmidt, and an opener.
I'm cool with the opener, but the issue is our bullpen was bad this year for some reason.
I don't know why. Call up Luis Gil and say, "What's good, bro? You're in now."
I think the opener is only out of necessity. It's if no one worked out in free agency. I don't think you should plan for an opener.
Now, if you remember a few years ago when we said we needed starter pitching, I mean, we've been on this road for a long time. The Yankees traded for James Paxton, which I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
So maybe we get another one of those moves.
What if
Marco Gonzalez? I mean, Seattle likes to trade all their players.
What if we start Miguel Yajore? He's not bad.
That's just, it's such a big what if.
Like, I know.
Like, that's the, I don't know. But by the way, bringing up Seattle, how does that GM still have a job? How are you ever
going to manage them? No one else wants to manage them.
They got a plan.
How are you ever going to build a foundation if you trade all of them? How many times has that guy traded or traded for Malik Smith? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I have an idea, guys.
What's that?
It's a little out there.
Okay.
Trade for Casey Mize.
They'll hop right on that.
Yeah. You know, we give them Andujar.
Oh.
And J.A. Happ.
Oh, they'll go right for it.
We'll pick up his club option and trade him.
You guys know what time it is?
Let's go.
It's time for
now. It's time for swag or not swag.
All right. So, we're talking about the. I'm going to start it. I don't care what anyone says. I'm starting it. Yankees are in a weird spot with Gary Sanchez. So, preface this. This is with a presumption that probably won't happen. This is if we're moving on from Gary. And the scenario is the Yankees signing JT Realmuto. Now, two-parter here. I'll ask you, Yankees signing JT Realmuto. Here's the first question. Would you want it?
Yes. Swag.
Not Tim, swag. Hello.
Not swag. No.
What is the reason for that?
How old is he?
30.
Yeah, Buster Posey. You want to sign Buster Posey right now?
Well, I mean, Buster Posey has a lot more years on him in terms of major league play.
Man's ass.
Yeah, he's not good.
Do you want Buster Posey right now, yes or no?
No.
You want to give Buster Posey $25 million a year.
Are they the same player? Is Buster Posey as good as him?
Yes. Yes. He's better. He was better than him.
Was. I'm talking is currently
then he turned
right
30.
Now.
Then he turned 30.
He really did fall off after 30.
Well, he got hurt how many times? How many times did that guy's leg get bent between his back?
Once.
And it haunted him for the rest of his career. Dude couldn't
he's
stay on the field for like
he's
3 years. He's a catcher. He was a catcher who used to get run over before they changed the rule.
You want to pay Buster Posey $25 million? Go ahead.
I'm not. Okay, Jichiro Muto is not Buster Posey, for anyone asking. That's not the scenario I gave. That is a bad take. One of your worst.
Buster Posey was so good.
Okay. That's so unrelated. I can't believe it.
What are you talking about? It's the exact same damn thing. Guy wanted
no, it's not. Him.
He's better than Rio Muto.
Dude, what are you on about?
I'm saying this is a good look into what Rio Muto's career is going to be. He's going to be playing first base next year.
Okay.
Not for
That's
us.
Not true. Just because one player fell off at age 30 doesn't mean every player who plays that position from now on will fall off after 30.
I'm good on Real Muto if it costs too much.
Yep, me too.
All right, whatever. All right, Tim, your swag. Turn.
Mine is certainly not as contentious. Fans at the NLCS. Swag or not swag?
Not swag.
I like fans, but it's just...
It's not a bubble.
I don't know if it's the...
If it's not going to be a full house, I don't care. Not swag for me.
I can agree with that.
Good for them that they're there, but it hasn't made a difference for me.
Just hope it works out. So, in other words, not swag for me either.
All right, so your turn, Nick.
Michael King in the rotation. Swag or not swag?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, whoa. I'm not educated enough on this to give an answer, I don't think.
I'm going to say, I mean, to start off the year, not swag. But maybe.
It's an overall thing. Like,
would you see him in the rotation anytime?
Yeah, next year, yes.
I don't see him in the rotation. I see him making starts. And maybe he can, like, perform well, but not swag in terms of what I think it'll happen.
So you think he could start games, but you will not see him in the rotation?
Yeah, like full time? No.
Okay, so not swag.
Austin, burn the house down again. I guess I was the one who made it contentious.
All right, here's my... This is a two-parter here. This is a want and a what would you think will happen. All right. So I'm just going to say mine and you not swag or swag it. The World Series will be, I think we all know this. The World Series will be the Braves and the Rays.
Not swag.
You think the Dodgers are going to take it back?
Uh-uh.
You think the Astros are going to take it back?
Take it back, baby. It's been their, that's been their mantra since 2017, baby. Let's go. Take it back.
All right, Nick. Swag or
Braves
swag?
Legit, though. Braves are legit. Braves are legit.
It's swag, but I don't like the Rays.
All right, now here's...
And I would be cool if the Dodgers would actually win one for once.
Swag or not swag, I want the Braves to win the World Series.
Swag.
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 I want the Braves to destroy everyone. You know, here's the thing. You know, I'm going to wait until we're finished with swag or not swag, but... Tim, you go.
Do I even have another one? No, I went twice. Didn't I go twice?
This is your second.
I wish I went twice. Shit. I don't have another one.
Oh, that's fun. All right, Nick, your go.
Domingo Herman being part of the Yankees next year.
Not swag. Not swag.
Oh, damn. Forgot about him. He's a legit starting pitcher, a possibility. Do I want it to happen? No, not swag. The dude should get cut immediately. But it's a possibility that we didn't talk about.
I don't want this guy back.
Right here, I got one.
Not swag.
I also have another one, but yeah, Tim, you go.
I guess Gary Sanchez doesn't fit. I was going to say Gary Sanchez on the team, but not catching.
I don't see a spot for him.
Yeah, Stan's got DH locked down, man.
Yep.
Brian Cashman literally said today, Brian Cashman said today, you will never see Stanton playing not at DH. Like, DH is his spot. So, now I don't know if it's as strong as, like, never ever, where if there's an injury and you need to move him to left or something. But that's what he said. Here's my impromptu swag or not swag. This is what you think will happen, not what you want. If Domingo Germán comes back and pitches well, fans will forgive him fairly quickly.
Shit, that's probably.
I don't want to forgive him.
I don't want to say swag to that, so I'm not gonna. But I think that that's what will happen.
If he comes back and pitches well, I mean.
I hope the Yankees don't put us in that position.
They probably will. Because we're losing three pitchers, remember, if we don't sign any of them. So you lose three. Let's say you bring in one with free agency. I mean, you got two spots there you're missing. Let's say Clark Schmidt's one. Who's the other? It's probably going to be Germán. But now let's move around the horn where we look at things that don't have to do with the Yankees. Now I'm going to start this off with a question that I think is going to be a debate, and it's going to get me angry at Tim.
These are my favorite kind of debates.
you guys arguing is like so funny. Happens pretty frequently. Although we had a long stretch where it didn't happen.
Yeah, we weren't fighting for a while.
Fighting is how you know the relationship is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros have fallen down 3-0. The question is here.
And they just lost a 2-run lead in the fourth. Shit.
Let's assume they get swept. Or they lose the series in five. They get swept and they lose the series in five. Is there anyone on the Astros that you feel bad for?
Yes.
Who is it for you, Tim?
Springer. Love Springer.
I actually have one, and I want to see if you guys can guess it.
Verlander?
No.
Altuve?
Hell no.
I feel bad for all these guys. I love these guys, man.
You know who my guy is?
Maldonado? Who?
Dusty Baker.
Oh,
don't care. He defended them.
I like that.
The dude has been managing for so long and has had such bad luck in the postseason.
You know what?
Fired from the Nationals, and the only job he can take is his Astros job, which I don't think was his first choice.
I think he did a good job this year.
They had a losing record. Considering what he got dealt, where he had, like, him coming back to managing is having to manage the team that just lost their manager because he got suspended for a year due to a huge cheating scandal. The biggest cheating scandal we've seen in a very long time
in terms of
teams and not just individual players. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. I really wish he didn't take this job. I wish he went almost anywhere else. No, literally anywhere else. And I genuinely feel bad for Dusty Baker.
I don't feel bad for anyone in the major leagues for the Astros. I feel bad for everyone in their farm system that didn't know what was going on. Because they have to deal with playing for the Astros. The team everyone hates.
Except for me, baby. I can't believe you guys don't. Every team fucking cheats, man.
Okay, they got cut.
I do not believe that, by the way.
I kind of believe you.
I don't believe it at all.
It matters to me because they won, and they beat us doing it, so. Twice.
They're the bad guys, and they're fun players, and they're good players. I like them.
Well, they had a losing record in the
regular
season.
Good players that have
so.
A... Yeah. I mean... That's a big deal.
They lost to Cy Young.
And hopefully, they're
the
also
the Cy Young winner
George
that shouldn't
Springer.
Have won one.
They might... Are they going to lose Stuart Springer?
Yeah, I'm going to get a Springer jersey wherever he goes.
Oh, they're going to trade him?
No, he's a free agent.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, his contract extension must have been a while ago. Wow.
I think they bought out his arbitration years.
I remember talking about his extension in high school. Jeez, man.
Yeah, dude, you're old, dude.
But I'm not. I'm 20. I'm not even 20 yet.
You're not 20 yet?
Oh, you're crazy young.
Oh, my God.
My birthday's on November 1st. I'm still 19.
You're
hanging out with a
19-year-old?
That's weird.
Holy moly.
You guys are old.
No, you're freaking a baby, dude. So the Astros potentially are losing George Springer and Michael Brantley.
Ooh, sign Michael Brantley. Oh, wait, no, we have nowhere to put him.
Yeah. I love Brantley. I feel bad for Brantley, too.
I
feel bad for Brantley. I like Brantley.
I like Brantley.
All right, so I'm looking at free agents now, like just the top free agents. George Springer, Michael Brantley, Marcell Ozuna are the three big daddies.
I don't like Ozuna.
Are the Braves going to continue? All right, here's some impromptu swag or not swag. Braves continue the trend of signing players to a one-year deal.
And it's Trevor Bauer.
That'd be sexy.
Ding. You know what? I think that was actually the thing to let us know that it's time to go. So thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
What?
What?
That's unexpected. Go Bills. Tough loss last night.
Garrett Cole's New York Yankee, baby. We move.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BoogiePod. And subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.